listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Or you shop online. Go the easy route.
That's right.
Stay in. Avoid the cold, although it's warming up a little bit. Shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with the Nate Dogg here on ESPN 850 WKNR, our usual spot. And we have heard from, well, we heard from today, media did, Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Browns, and Brian Hoyer, quarterback, at a Play 60 event right here in Berea. So the question was posed to Mike Pettine as to his thought as to why the changes happened not long after he was hired as head coach, and talked about Jimmy Haslam, and what the thinking was behind this in terms of the issues.
Just, I think it shows a commitment by the owner that he realized that there were some issues and he wanted to make things right, as controversial as it was and shocking as it was. I think that he's a believer and he wasn't going to let things stay the way they were.
And he also went into whether or not he knew, Pettine, whether or not he knew these firings were coming when he was hired by the Browns.
It was nothing that was talked about during the obviously during the interview process, but it was a clear message from the owner that of his commitment to bringing stability to the franchise looking forward, and I just look forward to working with Ray Farmer.
Okay, and part of the interview process involved him, Nathan, talking with Joe Banner and Michael Lombardi. They flew down to Mobile to talk with him. So I guess at that point he figures, okay, I'm talking with members of this organization. But I still suspect somewhere along the line he had an opportunity to share his concern with Jimmy Haslam about the reporting structure. I think he wanted it to where he could have a direct dialogue with Haslam, because you said this and I've said this multiple times, and I know we're right about this. They hit it off well. And when you feel a connection with somebody in that hierarchy, and I mean, think about this. And this is I'm casting no judgment on Joe Banner here. I'm just stating it as I see it here. You're a head coach. You've decided to take this job, and it's your big break. It's your opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL. And you feel a connection, a chemistry with the owner of the team, the guy who's in there, the guy who signs the checks. And then you look at next to him, you see Joe Banner, you see Michael Lombardi, and you say to yourself, under the way this thing worked previously, after this interview, I really don't get to talk to you that much.
Right. I'm talking to Joe Banner.
Right. We get to have a casual hello, maybe on the field, maybe share a cold water together, but there is going to be really no communication. Everything after this, from a report standpoint, the real job and details of what's going on, that's going to somebody else, not you. And I don't think that was comfortable for him. I'm not speaking for Mike Pettine, but I'm pretty confident that he got that point across to Jimmy Haslam.
And I think it was made, and I think Jimmy Haslam was clearly pretty passionate about Mike Pettine, so they will have the opportunity to move forward together. One of the guys that now a lot of people are wondering about with Mike Lombardi gone is Brian Hoyer. Lombardi brought him here. He was the one who really gave him the opportunity, and now we'll see how this all shakes out for him. I know Mike Pettine talked about him today and was very effusive in his praise of him as a leader, as a guy who could get it done. One of the things that I was very intrigued by was the fact that Brian Hoyer talked with Kirk Cousins over the weekend to learn about Kyle Shanahan and his offense.
Well, for me being here, obviously can't talk football, but you know, seeing him in the cafeteria and just getting a chance to know him, I'm excited. And actually, I reached out to Kirk Cousins and talked to him about Kyle, and he had nothing but great things to say, and we kind of compared notes on offenses and stuff like that. So I'm excited.
That's what smart guys do, right? They do their research, do their homework, and he's right. And it's so awkward under the rules of the collective bargaining agreement that you can be here as a player, but you can't like talk football with a coach. Talk about the pizza that they were serving today.
Right.
How about that pepperoni?
Right. I went veggie.
How about the peppers?
I went veggie.
You went veggie. I went with the pepperoni
veggie.
Pie. It's good pie. I got to say it. It's the place that Capri makes the best. I love their pizza. We get
it
here.
It was pretty solid.
That's where I try to limit the amount of intake of pizza I have. I try really from a health standpoint, but it's so good. It's New York style, thin, great place right up the road. And do I want more? Am I saying do I want more pizza?
I think
yes.
You are.
I saw those boxes rolling by from lunch, the pizza boxes, and I almost broke through the glass to,
like,
to
give me a whole pie. Let me get a pie.
Hoyer was asked how his rehab is going.
Yeah, rehab's going great. You know, I'm out here doing, you know, everything I need to be doing. If it was up to me, I'd practice tomorrow. So at this point, I feel really good. Now, obviously, the trainers and doctors will, you know, determine when I'm back. But for me, April can't come soon enough, and I'm ready to go.
And he was asked, and I mean, this, I think the answer will be obvious, but no, let's let him put it in his words, you know, about the desire to be the starting quarterback for the Browns.
For me, you know, my goal is to be the starting quarterback again, and that's what every day I come in here and work towards, and it's definitely a motivation for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the attitude. That's the mindset. He did his research. He talked with Kirk Cousins to find out more about Kyle Shanahan.
I like that.
Different set of decision makers. He's in a tougher spot. We got to acknowledge that. He's in a tougher spot. Michael Lombardi was his biggest champion in the building. By extension, Joe Banner was as well. He had the ringing endorsement of the Patriots organization. And he went on the field and showed some things that gave people reason beyond those who were already had an affinity for him to believe that there might be something there. But he's got a steeper hill to climb to convince, again, Mike Pettine, Kyle Shanahan, everybody that he should be the guy, regardless of what this team does in the draft, and he's probably going to get a quarterback.
And he's likely, right, going to have to do that going against a highly picked, highly touted young quarterback who everybody will want to become the face of the franchise. It's a tough situation for him. There's no question.
Yeah.
But he also has the position where he has nothing to lose. He's going to have nothing to lose this offseason and everything to gain, which can be a good spot.
Exactly. I mean, come May, that guy, whoever that guy is going to be, you're going to see his face everywhere in town, everywhere on our website, everywhere that the Browns touch their fan base. That guy's picture will be prominent because that'll be the guy that you're trying to sell. And again, I'm taking a huge leap of faith in saying that that's probably how this will shake down, that they will have a high draft pick investment in quarterback, and said quarterback is going to be at least until the foreseeable time that we get on the field and see what happens there, the face of the franchise, the guy that this team's going with. Let's talk with Mike on a cell. Hello, Mike.
How are you? I really love your program. I listen to it every day going to work.
Thanks,
Mike.
I know you've been dissecting several parts of the team, defense. I've not heard your dissection of the offensive line, and that is something I'm very concerned about, and that is because even though I know a quarterback is a main event, we have to get a quality quarterback. I know we're definitely looking for a running back, but I really feel we have got to build our offensive line to give us some strength. We've got to have some help on the offensive line.
We did grade the offensive line, and it wasn't great. Joe Thomas and Alex Mack got solid grades, as I recall.
Yep.
John Greco, we both felt, was disappointing. The right guard was a disaster this season, and right tackle Mitchell Schwartz had a very difficult first half of the year, got better as the second half of the season went on, but we're not sure where he fits. Could he be moved to guard? Will he stay at tackle, depending on how things work out with Kyle Shanahan? But addressing the offensive line, and I think you and I both agree, and when we get to our, you know, priorities, run blocking, well, now a mobile run blocking guard to fit the zone blocking scheme, I think will be somewhat of a priority for this team.
Yes, it's going to take a certain type of athlete who is mobile but also physical. They want the best of all worlds with an offensive lineman to really fit what this outside zone block scheme is all about. It takes a specific guy. Now, again, I've said this on the show, I'll say it again. The scouting folks tell me, the people who will look for these players say those are actually easier players to scout than others, than just getting the big mahonkers who are road graders.
Good old mahonkers.
Yeah. When you allow for some footwork, nimbleness, athleticism, you factor those into the picture, they like scouting those guys. How about Nate in Parma? Nate, you still there?
Yes, sir.
What do you got for us,
brother? What's up, Nate?
Hey, not much, guys. Thanks a lot, and I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
One of the things that two things I'm really looking for from this new, I guess we can call it, regime is, one, we do have some core players that are in place, and I want to see them get re-signed. One of the things one of my buddies actually brought up to me was, hey, this is the first time that I've actually heard something about, you know, re-signing some of our big players, you know, after we've made this change. And, you know, to me, I guess that's promising. But the second thing I really want to see, and this is something that, you know, successful teams do, is they get players in the later rounds. I can't think of the last time we had a third, fourth, fifth round player that actually panned out and we saw him on the field. And I guess, you know, I look at teams like Seattle, you know, with all the success that they've had, the Legion of Boom was, you know, basically drafted in the fifth, sixth, seventh round for most of them. I guess I'm just looking for that, you know, that changeover to where we are actually, you know, panning out players in the later rounds.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about that. And the only guy that comes to mind on the current roster is a Tashawn Gibson as an undrafted player who looks to have the goods to, I think, continue to be a steady, solid free safety, maybe more than that going forward. I thought he had a really strong season for a guy who was put in a difficult spot.
I thought Armani Bryant as a seventh-round pick showed
a lot of promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that could be. I mean, we don't know, you know, do we put him in the total hit category yet? I don't think necessarily, but he was closer to someone you say could contribute than someone who looks like just a flyer that was wasted. No, I think there's a promise there. And again, athletically, it'll be interesting to see how these guys fit in yet another new scheme. That'll be the other challenge. So,
yeah.
All right, we are going to have a conversation next with Browns beat writer Scott Petrek. He's going to join us in a little bit here on CBD to get his thoughts on all that has gone down this week and where we're going from here. And then we want to hear from you again, as always, 216-578-0850. You've brought it strong with calls today. Really good stuff so far. So
yes,
in this
thank
next,
you.
Next hour, we appreciate it. And tweets at Browns_Daily. Vic, Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.